The W3C Markup Validation Service is useful for analyzing your final HTML, but of limited utility during development because of the time it takes to do a view source and copy the HTML into the validation service for analysis. We can actually use Visual Studio's own built-in HTML analyzer to verify whether the HTML is correct. So let's go ahead. I'm going to just drag in my document into Visual Studio. So there we go. Visual Studio is going ahead and analyzing it. We're going against XHTML 1.1 strict, which is essentially the same as XHTML strict. Very few differences. There's a variety of different options, HTML4, 1.0 transitional, etc., etc. Now, if I come down here, I'm going to put in that same bad nesting where we have the P tags overlapping with the emphasis tags. You can see that we're getting warnings, green squigglies. This tag has no matching start tag. We're missing a closing tag, and there's other problems. It's seeing that there's text inside the body which isn't allowed. It's not nested properly. So Visual Studio is giving us all these nice warnings. Now we're going to go in and reorient the tags so they're properly nested, and Visual Studio says that everything's good now. So wonderful. Visual Studio is doing a great job of making sure this all works. Now, the one problem with Visual Studio that you do have to watch out for is, let's take a complicated web page like default ASPX. I'm going to take this same HTML and I'm going to just drop it. Let's drop it near the end of our document. Doesn't really matter where, just somewhere in here. Paste it in, so everything looks good. Now I'm actually going to make a mistake, and Visual Studio still says it's good. Oh, there it goes. It's actually noticed that there is a problem and has alerted us. Depending on the complexity of the page, the analysis can sometimes take a while, so there might be a delay in you actually typing some incorrect HTML and it appearing. This is another reason to keep your pages as succinct as possible so that you can have Visual Studio provide warnings in a reasonable time frame. But Visual Studio, as I said, does have this feature built right in, and it's great assistance for producing proper HTML and XHTML for your websites.